Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, it's too late to apologize. It's too late to apologize. I don't know about you today, but it's too late to apologize. I mean, it is too late to apologize. But I'm here to tell you that you don't have to apologize for loving Jesus, and you don't have to apologize for living in a free nation, and you don't have to apologize for being black, and you don't have to apologize for being white. You don't have to apologize for being Asian, or you don't have to apologize for being part of any other country, from India or Thailand or Japan. You don't have to apologize about your race. Nor do you have to apologize for worshiping in your different denominational churches. And you don't have to apologize for who you are. But there is one thing that you must apologize, and that is you must apologize to Jesus Christ because you have literally loved Satan more than Jesus. Let's be honest, you love Satan more than Jesus today. You give more to Satan today than you do Jesus Christ. Yes, it's really too late to apologize. You know, what is the difference between an apology and repentance, you might ask? Well, to repent is to turn from sin and dedicate oneself to the amendment of one's life, to feel regret or contrition, to change one's mind. Yes, that is repenting. The Bible says in John 8:11, and Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. You see, when Jesus forgave the adulteress in John chapter 8, He said, go and sin no more. He did not say, okay, I forgive you this time, nor go right back to what you were doing wrong, and every time you do more evil, just come on back and I'll forgive you. No, He didn't give you this license to continue to do evil. He didn't give you this license to continue to sin. In order to merit forgiveness, change, which is repentance, is required. A sincere apology and a changing of one's hurtful ways, along with a little time, is often all it takes to restore trust in a damaged or lost relationship. You see, normal folks that have no problem smoothing things over or making amends for one's offenses or being remorseful for hurting someone who loves them, especially if it means staying on good terms or keeping a relationship intact, it seems so simple, and it's the only way possible to restore a damaged bond. So why the abuser extreme reluctant to do this? The abuser just simply cannot apologize, or the abuser apologized but simply cannot repent. You see, you must apologize and you must repent. The truth of the matter is, we got too many abusers out there. We got too many abusers out there. They're abusing the economical system. They're abusers in the church. There are abusers all around you. We live in a predatory society, and all they want to do is take. They want to feed you religion and not Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. But I'm here to tell you it's too late to apologize. We need to apologize to Jesus, but it is too late because Jesus has been warning you to repent, to repent, to repent and turn from your wicked ways. But you don't want to turn from your wicked ways. You want to apologize, but it's too late to apologize. You see, Jesus Christ gave you a free will, and that free will was to take a stand from Satan's schemes. but you have used your free will. Your free will you have used to go along with Satan. You used your free will to watch evil on television. You used your free will to play along with the Matrix. You used your free will to, you think it was a funny because you used your free will to go along with a group and laugh at good people who was trying to do right. Oh, come on, somebody. You used your free will all your life to kick the good and the innocent out. You used your free will to laugh at those that believed in Jesus Christ. And now it's time. God says it's too late for an apology. God has said it's too late to apologize. You know, the older generation, and maybe the older generation needs to apologize to the younger generation for leaving them with nothing in America, because there's no future for our children today. And maybe the church needs to apologize for the community for taking down the cross and being materialistic and more concerned about their ice cream socials than Jesus Christ. Maybe they need to apologize. But I hear the Lord says it's too late to apologize. It's too late to apologize. You see, the abusers or the control freaks, they love having that upper hand, and humbling themselves to sincerely apologize is rarely something they're willing not to do, much less commit to a change in behavior that would require effort on their parts. And the sad truth is, to them, we're just not worth the effort. You see, they know something that we don't know. They know that our bond with them is not based on love. It's based on domination or codependency or fear or resistance to change or this addiction. They know from past experience that they don't have to treat us well. They can treat us like garbage and we'll just stick around for more. They have more motivation at all to apologize or change their ways because they don't take us seriously and they don't care one bit about our feelings. You need to understand, there's a difference between an apology and a repentance. And these control freaks and these abusers have controlled and abused the society of America. They all want domination and control, and they want to get the upper hands on you. But with God's grace, we can find the courage to change our lives for the better, and with or without our abusers. An important step in deciding whether to stay in a relationship or end it is learning to recognize sincere apologies and true remorse, and understanding that these are essential to replacing one-way toxic relationship with a healthy bond. I'm here to tell you, you have to learn what really a true apology is. You have to learn what true remorse is. You need to recognize when someone really is sincerely sorry, because I'm sick and tired of your fake apologies. And I feel that Jesus Christ says, I'm sick and tired of your fake apologies while you continue to watch sick, evil television. I'm sick and tired of your fake apologies while you kill over 50,000 unborn children a year. I'm sick and tired of your apologies, America. We really need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. What Jesus is looking for is a repentance. But we don't have to apologize for loving Jesus Christ. We don't have to apologize for loving Jesus Christ in the cross. We don't have to apologize because we want Jesus back in our public schools. And we don't have to apologize because we want to try to live right. We don't have to apologize because we want a divine order in our marriage again. We don't have to apologize because we want Jesus. You don't have to apologize for Jesus, and nor do you have to apologize for trying to do right. We got so many devils out there trying to take what's yours. You don't have to apologize because you were born in America. You don't have to apologize for what race you are. No, you don't have to apologize or feel bad. Yes, the Bible says a fool mocks at the making amends for sin, but goodwill is found among the upright in Proverbs 14:9. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the righteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. In Isaiah 55:7, but because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath among yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will give to each person according to what he has done. Romans chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. One of the things that the world does not understand is repentance. And to repent is to turn away from something and turn its opposite. In Christian terms, it means turning away from your sin and turning to the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ for forgiveness. Now, repentance consists of admitting your sins and then returning to the one who forgives us of our sins, and by his power, the power of the Holy Spirit, avoiding such sins in the future. And the problem with America, it does not understand this, and it is getting more worse, and apologies are now a joke, and shows us that people do not really understand what apologies are really about. Repentance is what we needed, not these so-called apologies that we so often hear today. Let us look for Jesus for true repentance. The Bible says in James chapter 5, verse 16, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Yes, we need to pray. We need to ask Jesus Christ for forgiveness. We need to ask, we need to apologize, but I hear saying it's too late for an apology. Some of you have hurt somebody really, really bad throughout the years, and you never had the guts to apologize. Some of you have hurt some folks for years and years and years, and your pride, you've been too prideful to apologize. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's too late for an apology. I'm here to tell you, it's too late to apologize. Yes, America needs to apologize to the people because it cares more about others than their own. We need to apologize for leaving the borders wide open. We need to apologize for what they have did to the economy and the church. You need to apologize for stealing money from the people. But I hear it's too late for an apology. You need to apologize because you love Satan more than Jesus. Yes. The Bible says we need to confess our faults to one another, which must be understood of sin committed against one another, which should be acknowledged, and repentance for them declared, in order to mutual forgiveness and reconciliation. And this is necessary at all times, and especially on the bed of affliction, and when death and eternally seems near approaching. Wherefore, this mistake nothing for our for this confession used by the papist, which is of all sin, whereas this is only to such by which men offered one another, that is made to the priest, but this is not made by the saints to one another. The Bible says you don't need to confess your sins to the priest. You don't need to confess your sins to even the whole church. No. You need to confess your faults to Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible says that we need to confess to Jesus Christ. We don't need to confess to the church. We don't need to confess to the whole church. No. This repentance, this apology, this asking Jesus into our lives, this forgiveness. But it's too late to apologize today. It's too late to apologize because you've done too much damage. You can't turn back the damage that's already been done. Sometimes you've been hurt so bad, you just can't turn back the damage. The damage has already been done. It's hard to turn back. If you've hurt somebody today, I want you to go right away and to apologize. If you hurt somebody, you got to go right away and apologize. Because I hear the Lord Jesus saying a time is coming, and it's coming really soon, that it's really too late to even apologize. I want to apologize to all of you. Because I have not been working hard enough to bring Jesus back to America, and I need to work even harder. And I need to try even harder to let America fall in love with Jesus. And I want to apologize to you. Apology is what we need. The Bible says in Luke 17:3, be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. It means to reprove him, to go and tell him his faults and to seek an explanation. Acquaint him of what he has been, the effect of his conduct, and that the states of your feelings, that he may acknowledge his error and repent. But you are no better. You're not any better. Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. For it would be very difficult, even for the apostle himself, to be angry and not sin, if we consider anger as implying displeasure simply. Then there are multitudes of cases in which a man may be innocently, yeah, laudably angry, for he should be displeased with everything which is not for the glory of Jesus Christ and the good of mankind. It's okay to get angry at corruption, the Bible says. It's okay to get angry at evil. Yes, but in any other sense, I do not see how this word can be safely taken to be angry and yet do not sin. Yes, we got to be careful. It's too late to apologize. I don't know, I'm talking to somebody that you need to go and apologize to somebody before it's too late. And I want to tell America that we need to apologize to those dead veterans for giving the freedom, for we have given the freedom away that they died for to preserve. The world needs to also apologize for the American people. But you need to apologize because you love Satan more than Jesus Christ. I hear Jesus saying it's too late to apologize. No more apologies. It's time to repent. It's time to turn away. When Jesus forgave the adulteress in John chapter 8, he said, go and sin no more. He did not say, okay, I forgive you this time. Now, go right back to what you were doing wrong, and every time you do more evil, just come right back and I'll forgive you again. No. That is not what Jesus did. He didn't say, just keep doing evil. Keep doing wrong. And then come back and I'll forgive you. That's not what Jesus said. He did not say, just come on back. There's a little bit more forgiveness in the cup. And live any way you want to live. He did not say that. You know, when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, what if Joseph bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong we did to him? So they sent a message to Joseph saying, your father charged before he died, saying, thus you shall say to Joseph, please forgive, I beg you, to the transgressions of your brothers and their sins, for they did you wrong. And now, please forgive the transgressions of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Joseph didn't have to forgive, but he saw the true repentance of his brothers for selling him into slavery. And what they did for wrong, what they did to hurt him, Jesus used for his glory. I hear Jesus saying it's too late to apologize. I'm here, Jesus telling me right now that it's too late for an apology. I think today we have to take it very serious. Jesus is warning America it's too late for an apology. We must cry out and sincerely repent and give our hearts back to Jesus Christ. We must sincerely repent because we have walked away from Jesus Christ. We have taken the cross out of every facet of the society. We have taken the Ten Commandments down. Oh, come on, somebody. I hear Jesus saying, it's too late for an apology. It's time for repentance. I don't know about you today, but I don't know. You don't have to apologize for loving Jesus. Those of you that love Jesus, you don't have to apologize for loving Jesus. But I hear Jesus saying, you better apologize because you love Satan more than Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. There's some things we don't have to apologize for, and there's other things that we got to apologize for. And I'm telling you right now that it's too late to apologize. It's too late to apologize. In Acts 4, chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says this, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Yes, there is no kind of healing, whether for the body or the soul, can come through any but Him who is called Jesus Christ. The spirit of health resides in Jesus Christ, and from Him alone His influence must be received. You want me to say it's not too late to apologize, but I'm telling you, it's too late to apologize. It's too late to apologize. Things have gotten so bad in your pride and your stubbornness and your unwillingness to humble yourself. You forgot to apologize. You forgot to apologize. Oh, come on, somebody. I want to tell you today that Jesus is saying it's too late to apologize. Now it's time to repent. Some of these apologies, they aren't heartfelt. Some of these apologies are very terrible. Some of these apologies just don't touch my heart anymore. I'm sick and tired of hearing the same old sorries. I'm sick and tired of hearing people saying I'm sorry and doing the right, going back and doing the same thing. I'm sick and tired of the same old folks running the show. And I'm telling you right now, it's too late for an apology. Jesus is telling you it's too late. You can go to Jesus now. You lived your evil ways. You walked your life. You lived, your death is approaching you. Oh, come on, somebody, and you want to go to Jesus after you swindled everybody. You want to go to Jesus after you run your business all unethically. You want to go to Jesus and after you've treated people bad just to get what you got. Oh, come on, somebody, and then you want to say, I'm sorry, Jesus. He's saying, it's too late to apologize. You've did more damage than good. It's too late to apologize. And some of you, you've corrupted your way into a high position. And some of you, you got into a high position by tearing others down and ripping people. Oh, come on, somebody. And some of you, you've swindled everybody so you can live on a yacht and on an island. And you're saying, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, Jesus. And I hear Jesus saying it's too late to apologize. Not only you need to apologize, but you have to repent and you have to turn the other way. I'm not saying that we have to be perfect and that we don't have faults of our own. I'm telling you that the time is coming when Jesus Christ says, it's too late to apologize. I don't want to hear your stinking apologies anymore. What I want is a change. What I want is a change of behavior. What I want is you to try to do what's right. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Proverbs 18:24, a man of too many friends come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Psalms 119:165, those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. In Acts 17:11, now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you right now that you don't have to apologize for loving Jesus, and you don't have to apologize for living in a free nation, and you don't have to apologize for being black, and you don't have to apologize for being white. No, you don't have to apologize for being Asian or from any culture. You don't have to apologize for worshiping in your different denominational churches. But this is what you have to apologize. That you love Satan more than Jesus. Let's be honest. You love Satan more than Jesus. You give more time. You give more money. You give more attention to Satan today than you ever did to Jesus. Could you imagine if we would work hard to return Jesus back to America? Yes, you need to apologize to Jesus for loving Satan more. And the truth of the matter is that you do love Satan more. The truth of the matter is you love Satan more. Because all you do is sit on your couch and on your flat screen demonic televisions and you watch these devil worshiping shows. Oh, come on, somebody, and you get into this devil worshiping cell phone talk with your devil worshiping text message. You hate to see somebody succeed. Oh, come on, somebody, you have more hate. You hate those that try to live right. I'm here to tell you right now that Jesus Christ gives us a free will to take a stand against the devil's schemes. But you have used your free will to go and to follow Satan. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus said it's too late to apologize. I think the church needs to apologize to Jesus for taking the cross down. I think the church needs to apologize to Jesus for not having a picture of Jesus on the wall. I think the church needs to apologize to Jesus for being all about money. And I think the church needs to apologize to Jesus for snuffing Him out. Jesus is saying it's too late to apologize, but don't you ever apologize for loving Jesus. Can I get an amen today? Now listen, we're here. Fly High Ministries is here to get you to fall back in love with Jesus. We're not asking for your money. No. But if you'd like to donate, great. But I'm here to tell you, I want you to fall in love with Jesus Christ again. That's all. And I'm here and I want to tell you that it's time to repent. Jesus doesn't want to hear your apologies. He wants you to live right. He wants you to live right. Yes. He wants you to live right. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.